Hey everybody, how you doing? Hey, listen up, I got a big announcement. Me and my friend Lexi Schlimmer of Hess Van Schlimmer Metalworks have recently teamed up for this year on November 24th, Riffs for Gifts. This will be a Toys for Tots charity rock show over at Pops in Sauget, Illinois, and we'll feature Outrun the Fall, The Poor, Steeples, Monk and the People, The Matching Shoe, and Silent Hollow. This will be a $10 donation at the door, or a $5 donation with a toy donation also. So we're going to try to raise a bunch of money and a bunch of toys for the kids, for the neighborhood, do a little good for the neighborhood. And I've heard a little rumor maybe that Santa Claus might be there, so that's really exciting. Can't wait to see you all out there. Again, November 24th, Riffs for Gifts over at Pops. More details will be coming soon, but do not miss this show. Biggest thing I've been a part of yet, and I'm so excited to see everybody. And it's going to be a great night for a great cause. See you all very soon. Thanks, everybody.
Hi, this is Lexi.
And Sid.
Of Hess Van Schlimmer Metalworks and Art, home of the Schlimmer Metal Wolves. We are a small but furious family-run welding, fabrication, and metalworks shop with CNC capabilities and now full-scale powder coating operation. We bring unique, affordable quality art to life within the realm of practicality. Whether it's signs, sculptures, railings, shelves, furniture, or even just powder coat for your rims or your patio set, give us a look, check us out on Facebook or Instagram, or call 618-670-5724. We are Hess Van Schlimmer Metalworks. That was terrible.
We tried.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. Let me tell you about my friends over at Naked Vine, located at 1624 Clarkson Road in Chesterfield, Missouri. Swing by and visit them anytime Tuesday through Saturday for a glass of wine, whiskey, or local craft beers. And stick around for the show Tuesday, October 9th. Rock Paper Podcast presents Singer-Songwriter Storytelling Showcase with Philip Russo, Matthew Hitchcock, and Samantha Clemens. 7 o'clock start for that show, $5 at the door. On Thursday, October 11th, The Two Tracks. Friday, October 12th, John Bonham and Friends. And Saturday, October 13th, Grass-Fed Mule. Find all these shows and more at nakedvine.net. Be sure to follow along with them on Facebook and Instagram. Thanks, everybody. Enjoy the show.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hi, this is Devin Cahill, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast, y'all. Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out today with Devin Cahill. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
This is cool. It's been a while. We haven't hung out in quite a while.
I don't know. It's been, I think maybe the last time was like 2015.
That's longer than I thought, but yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
But, nice to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you too. I'm excited to be back here talking about some brand new music. I know last time we spoke, I think, was around the time you had a Letter Memphis record was out and stuff. But now it's exciting talking about, I guess this will be your debut, right, as a solo artist?
Yes.
Yeah,
so yeah, this is my first solo release.
Yeah, so that's exciting for sure.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So we have a brand new EP coming out. We have a big release party. A lot of things happening for Devin, so let's dive right into it though. October 12th coming right up. You can catch Devin over at Off Broadway with Tonina and Mount Thelonious, and that's over at Off Broadway on the 12th, and big release party. So you can come out and pick up a copy of the brand new album and
check it all out. So let's talk about this evening. Is this did you get to handpick the lineup and stuff? And,
I did. I just kind of, you know, I was thinking about who my favorite musicians in St. Louis are, and Tonina and Mount Thelonious, they're amazing groups, and forces to be reckoned with. And so yeah, I just wanted to put together a night that I knew I could get behind, so that hopefully other people would want to come and enjoy it too. Sure. And celebrate with us. So I'm pretty stoked. And I'll have a couple of special guests sitting in for my set too. I'll have Matt Sawicki is going to be playing some keyboards. And he was also the audio engineer who helped, who recorded this album and produced it. And he's awesome. Lacey Williams from Prairie Rehab. She's going to be singing harmony vocals. She's awesome. She's got one of the sweetest vocal tones I've ever heard, ever. And she's an amazing songwriter as well. And I also sometimes sing with her band. This time she's singing with me. And then also Ryan Boma, a.k.a. Green Bean, is going to be doing some sax and flute and harmonica and percussion. He's a multi-instrumentalist and he's awesome. So I'll have a little bit of an interesting kind of band, mishmash of a band set up that night. And it should be just a great night from start to finish. I'm super excited.
Yeah, I think that's got to be probably the most fun part about doing all this project is one, getting to put together the party and then getting to pick some your favorites to play with you.
Oh, absolutely.
And then putting a band together and all that. Like, in, you know, just it's just fun to kind of get to pick out some of your favorite people to be a part of the project with you and stuff. So
absolutely. And, you know, the EP itself is mostly just me. And the recording engineer, Matt Sawicki, did play some keys on that. But it's mostly me, and that's what I kind of wanted after the end of my old band. I kind of wanted to release something that was just kind of bare bones and pure and me. Mm-hmm. So that's what that is. But I did want to kind of have a little bit of a fun band for the show. So yeah, it is totally fun. It's been really fun jamming with some folks and setting this whole evening up.
Yeah. I'm interested to see, cause, I know Matt more playing guitar. I didn't realize he played keys too. So
he does. Yeah, he's also a multi-instrumentalist.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that. I never seen him play keys, so that'd be cool. I'm glad to hear. You know, obviously I listened to the EP, so heard some stuff on there. But getting to see it live, and then again, you said Lacey, and she's just one of the coolest. She's become a great friend. I don't get to see her as often as I'd like, but we did a podcast a while back, and then just online we talk back and forth sometimes. And
she's just one of the sweetest, most genuine people I've ever known. I feel really lucky to be her friend and to get to sing with her too. Her songs are like Prairie Rehab. I just want to give them a plug. Like, please check out this band. Yeah. It doesn't really have anything to do with my release show, but as a side note, please check out Prairie Rehab. Amazing music. She just keeps pumping out new original songs, and they're all amazing. And I'm hugely inspired by her. So
yeah. Well, let's. So you mentioned Matt Sawicki being a part of this project, and you recorded at Suburban Pro Studios, right?
Yeah. I think this was maybe also the first folk album that he's ever recorded. Like you were saying, you've only ever heard him really play guitar. I think that as far as recording, he usually records rap music and hip hop. So this was something different.
So how Well, how'd that decision come to be? You've been friendly with Matt before, or?
Yeah, we were friends, and I'm always just playing and messing around with guitar, and I had just played a couple of my new songs for him, and he was like, "Oh man, I got this recording studio. You should totally just come and record one or two songs, and let's do that'd be great. You should do that." And I'm like, okay. I was gonna try to, I was kind of thinking about starting to. Letter to Memphis had ended, and I was trying to start thinking about putting a new band together. And he was like, "No, just come in and just do this solo." And I'm like, okay. So I went in sort of just with the thought of recording a single and a B-side, so just two songs. And but I had a bunch more new material, and we were just having a really good time recording, and so it just turned into an EP. And I have way more other new songs that are not on this EP too, but some of my new songs I do think need a full band, and that's my next step. So
yeah. That so how was that recording at Suburban Pro compared to recording in the past and stuff? Is that, I mean,
I had a great time.
Yeah.
Matt is extremely chill and patient and awesome. Honestly, though, we used a lot of, like, first and second takes. We didn't do, like, a whole lot of takes of stuff. But the way that he's so professional in the way that he sets things up from the start, that it makes it really easy. He's just extremely easy to work with. And just fun. It was a fun process. And again, it was just me and him. So it was, you know, it was a pretty intimate process for sure.
So a lot of these, did it pretty much stick to what you had already kind of mapped out as when you were writing the songs and stuff? I mean, or did you kind of, in the studio, were you able to kind of tweak some things, make them to where they are today?
Or well, I think ultimately all of these songs could have fuller arrangements, but I think that the way that the album conveys them, I think they come across kind of in their purest form. Sure. When he did play keyboards, it's just little shadings kind of added in to help build things. And I did play a little harmonica on the album too, and a little bit of percussion.
Isn't there a whistle in there too?
There could be a whistle or two that might be possible. I've been whistling from a very young age. I'm quite a gifted whistler. It's probably my finest talent. Yeah. it's really mostly me and just the songs, and hopefully the songs kind of shine through in their purest form.
Sure.
Acoustic guitar, vocals, you know.
Well, I feel like that's was all, like, for me sometimes. And again, like you're saying, sometimes these songs could use a fuller arrangement, and it's fun to have those band songs like that. But, like, for me, a good song, you can take all that away, strip it down to you and a guitar, and it still is a great song because you're focusing on the lyrics, and these messages aren't getting diluted and covered up by other stuff. So, like, you're getting to sit there and focus on what you're saying.
That's exactly the key. That's like, so, you just put that perfectly. Yeah, love it.
But so for me, like, all of it's, I love it all, but like, I definitely have moods where, like, sometimes I just want that singer songwriter and a guitar, and like, but then sometimes you want the full band and have it.
Yeah, oh, totally. Sometimes you want to rock out and you want to dance, and you can't really do that. So, like, you know, singer songwriter acoustic.
Right. But it is nice to hear, you know, that you're offering some different sounds, you know, like saying, allowing yourself to front this, you know, project and be yourself, putting yourself out there. And as I imagine, that's incredibly vulnerable, you know, to put yourself out there, like, hey, these are my songs and here I am, and like, you know, and not be able to cover it up again, like I said, with the band and stuff. So.
Yeah, it's definitely different than my experiences writing and playing with my old band, Letter to Memphis. It's definitely it's different.
Yeah.
and I love it. And these new songs, they're really special to me, and they are very vulnerable and maybe a little bit more emotional than some of my older songs that I wrote with the old band. So. I'm excited to get this out there. It is nerve-wracking. It is nerve-wracking putting something out there that is emotionally, you know, heartfelt.
And, right. I don't know. But
maybe even sad, you know.
Sure. But at the same sense, I don't know. I feel like, too, when you do that, there's somebody else maybe needs it, you know. It's like, as a fan, like, maybe, you know, as difficult as it is for you to put it out there sometimes, I think sometimes there's somebody else that, like, is really thankful that you did, because it's exactly what they're going through or whatever it is. They can connect to those, that message, and they can connect to these different things. And so,
absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I enjoy, I can't tell you how many times I put on a record and I feel like somebody's telling my story or something, you know, and it's like,
it's the power of music. It's amazing. And, I mean, those songs, you know, writing them helped me through a really dark time. So I think that if somebody else can listen and that it'll help them, and that message or that emotion that's being conveyed can resonate with them, That's just like maybe the ultimate musician's goal is to, you know, that's a really cool thing.
Definitely. Well, let's give them a little sneak peek of what you've been up to. let's talk about Hindsight. This is Piers' track 2 on the EP. Anything you care to add around Hindsight?
Sure. Hindsight is it's a song about the end of a relationship and looking back and trying to figure out what went wrong, trying to hopefully come to a conclusion that you didn't waste all of your time with this person, and ultimately coming to that conclusion that that you helped each other,
right.
That you came together, you know, for a reason, and even though it's obviously not for the best anymore, it did happen for a reason, and that's kind of, you know, it's a little bit sad, but it's you know, after going through a breakup from a long-term relationship,
sure.
It's this was definitely something that just kind of wrote itself, just kind of came out, so.
I won't ask for a lot, just one simple request. Give me some space, please don't forget me. We know it's for the best, why can't I put to rest all the times we spent under trees? And what do they mean when they say hindsight is 20/20? Looking back, so well, honey, so I'll take the blame. If you'll just say my name, don't forget me, and please say I'm still glad you came. We wasted each other's best years. That would be too hard to surmise. I can see now that I took you for granted, and if I could change it, I'd switch and advise. And it could have been almost a decade in vain. Looking back now, I know we're both different, we're not the same, we changed each other's lives. Through those days and those nights, for good, and I'm still so glad you came. And word by word, all these memories do their best to say. Grace. you say my name. Don't forget me and please say I'm still blessed. And please say I'm still.
I like what you're saying, like, cause like, yeah, it stinks, it's tough, it's something, but like you're saying, like, you take away the positive of it, that, like, you know, this is a part of me, this is, you know, but we, all that happened for a reason, like you're saying, like, we can take away from it knowing that, hey, like, we gave it a shot, we made the best of it, and, like, move on, and just be good people to still, like, we can...
Yeah.
All this...
I mean, I learned a lot from that relationship, and I learned a lot about what I want to do and not do in future relationships, and I'm kind of applying that now in my current relationship. I mean, my ex and I have been split up for a while now, and I'm just mm-hmm. now, you know, sort of okay enough to sure. really be in a relationship again. It was pretty devastating. Again, I think these songs really helped, you know, kind of pull me out of that, and, you know, thinking about all of those things and looking back, you know, and remembering all the amazing times that we had, remembering everything that I learned, and you know, we came together and we helped bring music back into each other's lives, and that's a beautiful thing. I will never regret that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You mentioned earlier before we started that When I Wake is out there currently. That's the title track. Yes. And it's currently available as a single. And is that...
It's just on Bandcamp.
Bandcamp,
currently.
Right. Mm-hmm. So they can head over Bandcamp and download that one if they'd like, and to hold you over till the 12th. Is there any more, like... going forward with these rest of these songs and things, is there plans to do any videos or anything? Do you want to do any of that kind of stuff? Or
I have a new video for so there's a track on the EP called For a Fool, and I just made a video with Max Cassily. I don't know if you know him or not. He is in Captured Planet. And he's an awesome old friend of mine. We've known each other since we were like 3 years old.
Yeah.
And he is just a super cool dude. He's a great musician, great artist. He does awesome projections. And so he just made a video using some of his projections and also some of his wife's art. She's a visual artist. And so that video will be coming out this week.
Oh, nice.
The week of the EP release. I'm also releasing a video.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So excited about that.
Well, keep an eye out for that week. And I guess probably the easiest would be Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah, just keep an eye on my Facebook. So you can find me on Facebook if you search Devin Cahill. And you can find me on Instagram at Devin Cahill Music. And what else? Yeah, just search my name. You'll find me.
All right. Why did you choose When I Wake as the title track for the record and everything? Is it?
So When I Wake was a song that was written a little after my sort of grieving period, in which hindsight was written. Right. You know, it was sort of a turning point where I was really, really starting to find my way out of this dark place that I had been in. And I think that ultimately, even if something is sad, there, like we said before, there's something good to take out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And When I Wake is, it's a lot about perspective, and the way that you see things, and how you can make a choice, and you can find your bliss within yourself. It's there. Sometimes it gets lost when you go through dark periods like what I was going through, but when you search inside yourself and you find it again, it feels like even better.
Yeah.
It feels really good. And I don't know, that sounded really strange. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore, but that song is just a really special song to me.
Sure. Well, I feel like, but that what you're saying, I think kind of covers... six songs, right?
Yeah.
I think that sort of, I mean, not that that's the complete tone, but like, I feel like that kind of covers the gist of the idea of what this record stands for, though, too. Like, saying, like, I felt like there was a lot of, like, listening to this, there's a lot of those similar kind of feelings kind of come up through some of these songs, and like, you can definitely tell there was a lot of pain and a lot of heartache in there, but that kind of inspired a lot of these. But you know, there's
always hope.
Sure, yeah,
for there's
sure.
Always hope. And and the title track, When I Wake, is you know, I think there's different phases that you go through when, especially, so I was in a relationship, just a little backstory, I was in a relationship for 8 years,
right.
And this person was also my music partner, and so when we split up, it was like the band split up, the relationship ended, it was a lot. So I feel like there's like, I wrote different songs, and some of these new songs are not on this EP, but I feel like I wrote different songs like during each phase of that you go through after a breakup. Like there was one point where I was like just straight up mad, and I wrote kind of like an angry song. At one point I, you know, was like just completely heartbroken and taking all the blame. There's hindsight. At one point, you know, I just was like just tired of crying. So there's, you know, there's For a Fool. At one point I started to try to re-enter the dating world. That's nonsense and really crazy and annoying. And there's one of the songs on my EP is about that. And then ultimately what it came to were songs like, you know, My Grace and When I Wake that are really straight up about self-empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
Because what it ultimately comes down to is it's you in this world, and you can share your love and others can share their love with you, and that's amazing. But it all comes down to you loving yourself, you know?
Yeah.
That's just, I think, what it comes down to. You have to find that inside yourself. So a couple of these songs are definitely, I think empowering.
For sure.
Hopefully people get that message.
Yeah.
I don't know. You can find your way out of it. If you're sad, you can. I believe in you.
Right. Well, you, My Grace, you mentioned, right? We did play a live version of that today, a live acoustic version, so you can hear that.
Find my grace. Find my built and it was just for me. And it was just for me.
So you were talking about, like, you're writing these in these different stages. Like, is that your go to, like, kind of a escape, I guess, and thing. I mean, that's where you can take to the notebook and get all these thoughts out and stuff. And
oh yeah, I mean, that's like, I think that's the biggest therapy for me. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I take antidepressants too, you know, which is fine. But no, music is extremely powerful for me. One of my older songs from the old band is about having anxiety, you know? I think, and I actually wrote it when I was, like, having kind of an anxiety attack. I just was like, I'm just going to grab my instrument and just try to play, and it just kind of came out. So I think that, you know, I think that when you're having such heavy emotions and then you just pick up your instrument, mm-hmm. your notebook, and you just start doing it and, like, sure. pouring it out, I think that's when the emotion is truly able to be, you know, conveyed to the listener too.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, so many of my favorite records are either falling in love or falling out of love.
Right.
You know, so.
Right. That's what makes the yeah. best song. That's right. what I'm saying. Heartbreak and love. Those are powerful, powerful things,
right.
you know? And I've always been the kind of person from a very young age. I've just been like, I love boys. I want to kiss boys. I just want to be in a relationship. I want to, you know, like, I've just always been like, some people are just more into that than other people, and I just always have been. So a lot of my songs are about
boys.
Love and things. And yes, yeah. boys. A lot of my songs are about boys.
I did hear you and Matt F. Bosler talking about boys.
We were also talking about boys because yeah. all of my podcast interviews come back to boys.
That was a lot of fun listening to that one there. So
he's a peach.
Yeah, big fan of that guy and his music and just his character. And,
oh, he's an amazing musician and yeah. he, like, never fails to just crack me up.
Right.
It's awesome. There's so much great stuff going on in this town. It's
yep.
awesome. You know, you've got your finger on the pulse, Shane Presley.
I'm trying
to
do my
part. You know what's up.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I say it all the time. Like, there's so much incredible things happening right now in St. Louis, and I'm just trying to be a small part of it and document as much of it as I can. And, like, I feel like someday, whenever I'm done with this, well, I'll look back and, like, kind of be a nice time capsule of what St. Louis music was, and, like, and
yes.
and we're gonna be like, man, there was, like, some really incredible things happening right then, and, like, so
it's awesome.
Yep. It's very cool to be a part of it all. So I'm just I'm having the time of my life. I say it a lot, but it's true. And I
well, you love music, it's so obvious, and all of the musicians love you because it's so obvious that you truly love music. You're in it. You're at shows, and you're in this for the right reasons. It's awesome. It's really refreshing.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. Yeah, it's like I said, it's cool. Like, it's just fun that music brought us together, but I've made, like, lifelong friends out of all this too, you know, so that's
yeah.
that's the best part. Like, I've made so many great friendships out of it all. And
love
and,
it.
So.
This music scene is very cool and very accepting and very friendly and wonderful. I feel like St. Louis is a really good place for music.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody in other cities is hearing this, St. Louis is cool.
Oh yeah. So now that we'll have this EP all finished up, we have the big release party again October 12th at Off-Broadway. Are you wanting to see how people respond? I mean, do you want to, like, start doing Any touring with it or something, or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I would like to do at least some regional stuff, and maybe just go visit some, you know, some towns not too far away from here. Mm-hmm. Maybe take my friend Green Bean with me, who plays sax and flute. Yeah, I would love, I love to travel, and traveling and playing music is the dream. So yeah, once I have this out, I've been putting so much of my energy just into all of the things that go along with a musician putting out a new release, and putting in, you know, putting together a release party. So it's been pretty busy, you know, and I work too and other stuff. And I play in a couple other bands. It's like crazy. Right. But yeah, no, I definitely, the next step is definitely to try to do some traveling and keep playing around St. Louis. I love playing around here too. And
yeah,
keep writing and start jamming with some, you know, I've already got some people I'm jamming with, like I said, and hopefully I'll have a band put together here pretty soon. I think it's going to be that time. So right.
Are you thinking it'll be another name, or are the Devin Cahill Band, or
I haven't fully decided yet. Right. I had an idea. Well, it's actually my boyfriend's idea. It was Cigarette Dog. So that's one option. What was the other one? It was a DJ name.
Oh yeah.
It was what was that DJ name that we thought of? DJ Monte Cristo. Yeah, DJ Monte Cristo. Basically, I have a thing with wanting to make DJs be like French sandwiches. So
right.
Like DJ Croque Monsieur, DJ Monte Cristo, whatever.
Yeah.
It makes sense to me. Anyway, no, I don't know what my band name will be, or if it'll be under my name. We'll see.
Yeah. Band names are always funny to me, though. There's always when I get to talking to guys and they share some of their early band names, like high school bands and stuff, like they always make me laugh. And there's just some good ones out there for sure.
Oh yeah, I used to go see a band when I was in high school called The Pubes. They were really good, The Pubes.
Yeah, big shout out to The Pubes.
Big shout out to The Pubes, if anybody is listening. Brown Bear, Pete Henry, Mario, May Sam, The Pubes.
Yep. Yeah.
Why do I know all their names too? It's cool.
You were talking about like going into refining, you know, finding music again and stuff. Was Letter to Memphis the first band then for you, or did you?
Letter to Memphis was my first band.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my background was musical theater. That's how I started performing. So I was like a Muni kid, and that's pretty much what I did. My whole childhood, and so I've always loved singing, and I've always wanted to be a singer, and then I guess back in like maybe 2011 or so, we started jamming, and I started writing some poetry that turned into lyrics, and you know, me and my music partner, you know, my boyfriend, you know, Gene Starks, it's fine, I can say his name. we just started kind of like messing around and just having fun, and he played guitar and I would sing, and we started writing, and it just kind of just kept happening. And eventually we added on Paul Niehaus and Sarah V. Mm-hmm. and started playing under Letter to Memphis. Well, I guess we were already playing under Letter to Memphis, but that was my first band. That was my first foray into songwriting, and I picked up ukulele in like 2012 and then guitar in like 2015. So
that's pretty
I'm
crazy.
I'm still pretty new at this.
Yeah. But still, like, I don't know anything about playing guitar or anything, but like, I don't know, that seems pretty impressive though for me, like to imagine picking up a guitar, what, just 4 years ago or 3 years ago and stuff, and then now you're already recorded your own record where it's just pretty much you and guitar for the gist of it.
It's taken a lot of practice.
Yeah.
It's taken a lot of practice, and honestly, like, a few weeks before my breakup, I was gifted a guitar by Lacey Williams, actually, Alistair the Alvarez, and she gave me that guitar at the perfect time. because I had always just played Jean's guitar. So she gave that to me, and it was like all I wanted to do was just play guitar all the time. So that was the end of 2016, and that was when I really started just like playing all the time.
Yeah.
And just, you know, always striving to learn and to be better, and yeah, I love it. It feels really good.
So what's the biggest thing you think you've learned from being in a band and recording with the band and everything, and doing solo and stuff? Is that, I mean, do you have anything in particular stands out?
I mean, what's really different about this solo project versus, you know, being in Letter to Memphis, is that I was co-writing. I wasn't really writing necessarily my own songs. I had a few of my own that I'd written on ukulele. But I was not, it wasn't just me. It was sort of slightly, you know, more of a unit. Now it's really just me writing. And I think I definitely learned a lot about, you know, about songwriting and about musicianship from being in that band, for sure. I mean, working with musicians like Paul Niehaus and Sarah V, like I said, those are top-notch, you know, classically trained musicians. Sure. And so working with them, I think, definitely, you know, inspired me and taught me a lot about musicianship. And yeah, I would not take back any of that experience for the world. It was amazing. Right. So, but I'm loving what I'm doing now too. So.
Yeah, very cool. Well, again, grab tickets to the big release party October 12th at Off Broadway. You can head on over to offbroadwaystl.com right now and then purchase some tickets and come see Devin and the band for the night. Again, a bunch of special guests and the amazing Tonina and Mount Thelonious opening up. So it's going to be a really fun evening. And do we have we're going to have physical copies available?
Yeah, we'll have physical copies available. I'll have some other fun little merch stuff. Everybody who comes will get a free, it's like a little package of ground Renoco coffee that my mom got donated. Get it when I wake. Yes, she said that to me. That's what she said. Get it when I wake. So free coffee, EP, and or EP's for sale for $5. And it's going to be an awesome night. So hope to see you there.
Yep. And again, find everything else, Devin Cahill on her Facebook and Instagram. You can keep up with her there. Again, I'll keep an eye out for that video coming soon. And you said Max shot all this. Did you get to act in it?
It's mostly like more of a performance video.
Right.
It's interesting. It's unlike anything that I've ever put out there before.
I was just thinking about your theater background, and didn't know if you got to be a character at all or not. But
no, not for this one. Yeah. Not for this one. I did that in the past with a video that Brian McClelland made. That's right. Cool. But this one, I mean, I think that this song is so emotive that it's like, I don't know, there's times when maybe you can tell that I'm an actress, but it's a very different kind of video. Like I said, a lot of really cool projections. Sure. Done by Max and Maria Cassily, and it's a pretty trippy video. It's a little bit like an acid trip, so just like get ready.
Yeah.
You know, just like get ready.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Devin. I really appreciate you taking some time out to talk about all this.
Thanks
for sharing these songs with us. This has been I really like the record a lot, so I'm excited for everybody else to get to hear it. And hopefully it's not another 3-something years before we hang out
on
the show. So
don't be a stranger.
Yeah. But thank you very much, and I will see you soon.
Cool. Sounds good. Thanks, Shane.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.